four candidates aim to be the next Essex Commissioner. Voting to choose the next Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner for Essex will take place on May the 2nd. The role is to hold the local police and fire services to account, setting budgets and deciding how much council tax precept to charge. Following a law change last year, people who voted in person will have to remember to bring a form of photo ID with them. The candidates below are listed in alphabetical order by surname. Adam Fox, Labour. Former deputy leader of Colchester City Council, Adam, 40, has lived in Colchester for 20 years. Mr. Fox said policing numbers in Essex had returned to 2010 levels, but the force had lost experienced officers and had not kept pace with population growth. He said he would direct more resources to victim services and addressing the behaviour and culture that allows some of that male violence to exist and persist towards women. Kieran Franks, Liberal Democrat. Kieran, 23, is a Chelmsford City Councillor and said he is standing mainly to have more of an impact on the welfare and feelings of safety for young people and women. Mr. Franks said he would use resources effectively, making sure there is more local police presence. Too many people feel that they aren't listened to when they report things to the police and that nothing gets investigated when they report thefts and vandalism, he said. Roger Hurst, Conservative. Roger, 63, worked in the city for 35 years and served as a cabinet member on Essex County Council. He was first elected commissioner in 2016 and is seeking a third term. Give me another 4 years and my ambition is to get crime down across the county by 40%, Mr. Hurst said. He also wants to improve road and fire safety with the aim of zero deaths on Essex roads by 2040, as well as a vision for zero house fire deaths with a focus on vulnerable people. Robin Tilbrook, English Democrat. Robin, 65, a solicitor from Ongar, is the leader of the English Democrats. He said he would stop our police budget being used to fund gay pride events and other political correctness and instead focus on delivering more police catching criminals. Mr. Tilbrook says officers should not be spying on social media posts and he would ensure budgets are spent on frontline policing and not on politically correct projects.